Hello, 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 hello. Hello, everyone, and welcome to tonight's very special broadcast of Noah Scheinlin's Psychedelic Murder Mystery Hour. Jake remains in New York, I believe, to give Woody Allen marriage counseling and could not make it back to the yurt in time. And so it will just be me tonight. Yes, there will be music, there will be mystery, there will be intrigue. And there might even be some football-related things, but I certainly hope not. And so, music.
Come on, come on, come on.
Well, welcome to those of you who are just joining us, by which I mean Milo. What you just heard was Peace of My Heart by Big Brother and the Holding Company, obviously Janis Joplin singing. Sound System by Operation Ivy, that was for Peter, who is undoubtedly not listening. Personality Crisis by the New York Dolls, Julie's in the Drug Squad by The Clash, and I'm Coming Over by X. So, as you guys are probably aware, whether or not you want to be, tonight is the Super Bowl, and so I thought that it would be very appropriate on this wonderful celebration of advertising, misogyny, head bashing, concussion, brain damage, etc., that we would have some corporate sponsors for the show, because, you know, we got to make money somehow. We don't have this beautiful yurt for free, even though we probably could, because it's so beautiful. That made no sense. Anyways, so throughout the show, I will have to pause and thank those sponsors for all the hard work they're doing to make our country better, because, as we all know, corporations are people, my friend. So now, more music.
Just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station. You know, she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know, her life was saved by rock and roll. Photographs and fancy tricks to get your kicks at 66, and thinks of all the lips that it licks and all the girls that isn't going to fix. She gave a little flirt, gave herself a little cuddle. Now there's no place here, vitamin is good waddle. Gabbles of punishment, she's last year's model. They call her a dasher when she looks like Elsa. I don't want to go to Chelsea. Oh no, that's not moving. I've seen the movie. I don't want to shake your balls. I don't want nobody else. I don't want to go to Chelsea.
Hello. That was music, collectively. But, more specifically, you heard Rock and Roll by Velvet Underground, Decades by Joy Division, Reptilia by The Strokes, parentheses, I Don't Want to Go to, and parentheses, Chelsea by Elvis Costello. And that is about it. So now, as promised, Super Bowl weekend, I'd like to give a special thanks to our sponsors for the first half of the show, the Amherst Methadone Clinic, the knockoff Viagra producers of Western Massachusetts, the Youth Needle Collective at Hampshire College, Shark Dentist Association of Western Finland, the Alliance of Senior Citizens for Making Television Louder, and of course, Pepsi. And now, the second half of the show.
She thought I was all right in the sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've said what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've said what I've said. Me of money. She was the kind of a girl who could say things that weren't that funny. I said, "What does that mean? I really remind you of money." She said, "Oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep." You the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?" I said, "Who am I to blow against the wind? I know what I know. I've seen what I've said. We come and we go. That's the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know what I know. I've seen what I've said.
Just 30 teeth inside of our heads. These are the limits to our experience. It's scary, but it's all right, and everything is fine. sings husband and dad. Another Elvis will not come along, he got wasted, but it's all right, and everything is fine out. Yeah, wasted, it's all right, everything is fine out. I'm just a baby in my daddy's arms. Who will protect me from these women's charms? I'm 6 foot tall, but I barely speak. My mind goes crazy when the taste is sweet. Well, we've known each other 8 years and 20 days. It's terrifying, it's beautiful too. Things have an end, but feeling is infinite. We're changing, but it's all right. Everything is fine. Yeah, changing, it's all right. Things fine.
Hello, hello, hello. What you just heard was Disturbance at the Heron House by R.E.M. That's off the album Document, which is really good. There's a lot of kind of cool historical stuff on there.
communism, Reagan, supply side, American exceptionalism, that kind of good stuff. Where Have All the Good Times Gone by The Kinks. I Know What I Know by Paul Simon. Finite Equals All Right by David Byrne. Sound and Vision by David Bowie. So, as promised, the second half of the show is sponsored by the following super PACs: Restore Our Future, American Crossroads, American Crossroads GPS, Club for American Growth, Freedom Works, and the Colbert Super PAC, with special thanks to Karl Rove. So, with that, I will close out the show. Thank you to what I can only assume is Milo Smolin for listening to the show. And so here's some music to get your booty shaken. Ugh, that was weird.
Looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Then in comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of the Dolce Vita. I immediately tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said, it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath this stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh, no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Commie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
My lover's back, and I'm keeping. need space to roam. Where we hit a foe, she don't know. We in the city where the pros shake, ride and roll. And I'm a goddamn rolling stone. I don't beg, I can hold my own. I don't break, I can hold the chrome. And it's weighing a ton, and I'm a son of a gun. My code name is the only one, and Black Gold is bad. These streets, he done ran ever since when the game began. I never played a fool. Matter of fact, I've been keeping it cool. Since money been changing hands, and I'm ready to shine. The legacy I leave behind, be the seed that'll keep the flame. I don't ask for much, but enough room to spread these wings. In a world finna know my name.
I don't beg from no rich man, and I don't scream and kick when his shit don't fall in my hands, man, 'cause I know how to steal. But I'm not in love against my lover's will. I lick the opposition 'cause she don't take your pill. Ooh, 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 no, dear. You'll be keeping my legend alive. I push my seat in her bush for life. It's gonna work because I'm pushing it right. If Mary dropped my baby girl tonight, I would name her Rock and Roll. Push my seat somewhere deep in her chest. I push it naked 'cause I've taken my test. Deliver it, Mary. It don't matter the sex. I'm gonna name it Rock and Roll. I push my seat in her bush for life. It's gonna work because I'm pushing it right. If Mary drops my baby girl tonight, I would name it.
All right, that was the end of the show. That was Fun Has Just Begun by The Devil Makes Three, Motorpsycho Nightmare by Bob Dylan, and Purely for the Purpose of Making Milo Uncomfortable, The Seed 2.0 by The Roots. Thanks for listening to this special abbreviated Super Bowl Sunday, Jake is in New York broadcast of Getting Kronk just with Noah tonight. There's actually a show after us for the first time ever called Hella Radio. Oh, West Coast, 2 hours in a row. Okay. So stick around for that, all two of you. And I'll see you next week.
Amount too much, made of abandoned wood, loose stones and such. This revolution, maybe, proves who you work for lately. Release the castaways who run amok. I'm self-appointed winds which blow as such. When presenters get strangled in the over and the walls start burning.
not amount to much. Made up of thought balloons and content swaps.